Mr. Vice President, we thank the advisory committee for the report. The rapid advances in neurotechnology bring many opportunities, particularly in advancing mental health care and related health technologies. However, we must also confront the equally substantial risks posed by these technologies, which allow external devices to access, influence, and even alter the human mind. These developments present unique challenges. Discussions must continue on establishing robust ethical and legal frameworks that ensure compliance with international human rights law. Furthermore, the potential military applications of such technologies, including cognitive enhancements or mind control devices, pose serious concerns under the IHL. If used without effective guardrails, they could present further challenges and may result in grievous violations of human rights, as highlighted in the report. We must draw a clear line. The use of neurotechnology for military purposes should be strictly prohibited unless it can be ensured that these technologies will operate within the bounds of international law. Furthermore, we must also guard against the commercialization of neurotechnologies that bypass adequate safety measures and ethical considerations. We see merit in the calls for providing a follow-up mandate to the advisory committee to develop a set of guiding principles on the application of the human rights framework on neurotechnologies. In conclusion, the opportunities that neurotechnologies present must be harnessed for the benefit of humanity, not to its detriment. I thank you.